Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
James Forrest, what better way to kick off? Terminado. Terminado. I don't want to spend... Look, he was Terminado in the summer. He had his testimonial. He's played far too many games. He needs to go.
Terminado. That's what I say.
Yeah. It's Terminado. I would have got rid of him a couple of years ago. He's another one who he's not in the same category as James McCarthy, but he's another one who's got far too long a contract for the level of contribution that he has nowadays. Now, again, the argument is always about James Forrest. Aye, but what's he done in the past? All these legendary moments and these trophies that he's contributed to.
Further and further away.
But this is, given these guys long, long contracts, it's something you've spoken about a number of times about the obsession with continuity. This is how we get such an enormous squad and we can't develop it. We can't improve upon it because we've got so many of these guys just sitting around. And
will not be on pennies either?
No, definitely not.
Jesus, not be on that. James Forrest especially will be on a lot of money.
I don't have an issue with that. Like, he deserves whatever he's getting paid because he has chipped in massively to Celtic. But at a certain point, you have to decide whether it's value going forward.
Is it another pre-COVID player? But
yeah, aye.
The problem is he's played far too much this season. He's had to play, I think he's played 13 times this season. He's contributed 2 goals. That's far too much. We should never have got ourselves in that position. Terminado.
Yes.
Easy. Tomoki Iwata.
Oh, right. Well, again, this is another one who's... It's contentious because I'd be tempted to say, right, good teammate, but he's not played enough.
No.
I've been impressed with him.
He was one I wanted to see. I wanted to see Tomoki.
Same. I think he had the potential going into this season to become... a key figure, not necessarily an out-and-out starter of all games, but I think he could have played more. He is, Brendan Rodgers, for whatever reason, hasn't really fancied him up until recently. Then he starts to establish himself and gets injured. It's just the way of it with Celtic players these days, it seems to be.
Another one of that midfield conundrum that couldn't really make. I mean, he's played from time to time. He looked okay. He was another summer signing, technically, Japanese player of the year, came with a sort of decent pedigree and a player that I was looking forward to seeing, but he's not contributed in any meaningful way, really. I mean, if you take him out, his performances out, and you played any of the other midfielders we've got, no one's shining. No one's going, I'm the guy that absolutely needs to play. I don't even know if he's any better than Bernardo has been, to be honest.
I think he has, to be honest. He's got a go at Tynecastle. I think when he's come into games, he's showed things up for Celtic. I think he's the sort of epitome of a right good teammate, but I understand that he's not played enough and I think he's just starting to come into that. So maybe this is just a wee bit too early for him, but has he been bitterly disappointing? Maybe the amount of minutes he's played has been disappointing, but when he has played, I think he's been decent. So I'd go a right good teammate because he's the guy we spoke about a number of weeks ago now, saying, look, everybody else has had a chance, he's not. But when he has contributed, he's done well. So let's see what he can do.
I think you're off your rocker. Honestly, I think he's been okay, but he's... Maybe, I mean, where are we going to put David Turnbull? He's certainly not been as good as David Turnbull, and I don't like David Turnbull. I want him to be good. He's a guy that I want to be good.
I think he's been better than David Turnbull.
He looks cool. He looks like a footballer.
Cool name.
He's jacked. He's got a cool new haircut. He's got everything going for him, the guy. But he's just not... he's not played, and I went, this guy absolutely needs to play. This is the guy. This is the guy we've been crying out for that third midfield position.
Do right good teammates have to play, or do they need to contribute when they play?
I think when Hatate's injured and that midfield berth has been open since September time, and so, he's only just broken into the team, I think that's...
It's a wee bit different because Callum McGregor was always there. It's only recently Callum McGregor has been moved, so... There was a space in midfield, but it wasn't that position. So you can't play Tomoki Iwata instead of Turnbull, Hatate or that. So you need to move things about, and we weren't prepared to do that. Now we are, I think, right good teammate.
Stephen, where are you on this?
Well, sadly, again, we haven't left ourselves any room for just okay. We haven't... We haven't left ourselves any room for just the mediocre, and we have to make decisions based on that. But again, right good teammate was intended to be the not quite the top level, but good performers this season. It's the guys who have turned up this season so far at the halfway point. Is Tomoki Iwata come into that?
So far, that's disappointing. That's not good enough for
And bitterly disappointing. Again, it can mean a lot of things. It can mean that he's bitterly disappointing in terms of his expectation level, which we'll have plenty of them in there. They're bitterly disappointing in terms of the fact that they've not even established themselves on the bench, or it could mean that they haven't really played any meaningful part at all. I think technically, again, it's with regret, I think technically he is bitterly disappointing because he hasn't pushed anything. He hasn't, only until recently, a handful of games maybe.
Had we recorded this last week?
Yeah.
I don't even think we'd be calling him a right good teammate.
Yeah, and maybe...
I'm not going to make a big play for it, but I think it's just... Yeah. I like him, but...
And had he established
I do like him.
Had he come into the team a wee bit earlier, we'd probably be considering something else. But I think only in recent weeks has he forced any kind of thinking on getting him into the team. And that's probably what he should have been doing all along. If he was going to make an impact, he probably should have been in the manager's thinking a wee bit earlier than this. But, you know, it's a complicated system we have here.
Yes. Yeah. It's the same one Celtic use.
Yeah.
We've discussed that before. Okay.
Celtic don't have Terminado.
No, they don't have Terminado, no. They have a...
New contract.
New contract. He is a bitterly disappointing.
Yes.
Right, next up, Callum McGregor. Now, usually when we're recording things like this, no debate, Callum McGregor, top of the class.
Yeah.
Not so sure this season, Stephen. Not so sure so far.
He's not astonishingly brilliant for me. No, he definitely isn't. Again, this is the thing with a player so well established as Callum McGregor. It's impossible to do that. We're only talking about this season. You can't just you can't just forget the previous 7 years of his incredible level of performance, or however long it's been since he fully established himself. You have to stack it up against his normal level, and it hasn't been at it. That's not to say he's been bad. I wouldn't entertain any Terminado. I don't think he's been bitterly disappointing. In some ways he has, but I think he has still been good enough. I think he's been good this season and has been important. Stepped up on occasion. He got that brilliant goal away in recent weeks, which kicked off a win. Where was that again? That was St. Johnson, of course it was. So he has been good. So he's not astonishingly brilliant. I think he's firmly in the right good teammate bracket for me.
Yeah, fully agree on that. Even if he had been disappointing, that performance at Ibrox pushes him right into right good teammate.
Of course,
he was everywhere there. He's only right good teammate because of his own standards.
Yeah,
he set them, and I find it difficult with Callum McGregor because at some point we are going to have to say maybe it's time that somebody else comes in.
I was going to say, because of these performances... age-based decline, or is he just having a poor season at the moment?
I think that's where you look at it and go, right, Callum McGregor should be a Celtic player into his mid-30s because he's not the Scott Brown where he's box-to-box, but Callum McGregor's already moved back and he's a better technical player than maybe Scott Brown was.
Brown even said that very recently himself, yeah.
So Callum McGregor could adapt to his game, but the thing with Callum McGregor is it's probably going to catch up on him more because of the amount of games Celtic play him. It is ridiculous.
Started to celebrate that again this season, I've noticed. We've gotten to the halfway point in the season and all the stats are coming out. He's already played hundreds and hundreds of minutes.
I think he's the 14th or 15th in Europe for minutes played or something like that.
But the thing with that is, like that's fine and you can go up. But when you look at that list, there's other big clubs. Bruno Fernandes is, I think, top.
Yeah.
Because he's the captain and he plays. A lot of these guys are the captains. They set the tone. And try and tell Cal McGregor, here, mate, you're not going to play 5 to 10 games this season, but why not?
Yeah,
I want to play.
Yeah.
Plays for Celtic, plays for Scotland, and gives his all. Right, good teammate. I fully expect him to be back up in the top tier come the end of the season.
Scott Bain.
It's terminado for me. Again, I apply the same logic that I have to another couple of players, but I appreciate that we do have to have a sub-keeper. I appreciate that occasionally they might have to play, but largely won't. But would I prefer someone else rather than Scott Bain? Probably. Someday a wee bit younger, maybe.
The question is...
Well, the
question is, when Scott Bain plays, is he any good? If Joe Hart was to have a freak pole fishing accident...
I thought you were going to say motorboat there.
So did I. I was going to say motorboat accident, right? So he has a freak pole fishing accident and he breaks a wrist. Scott Bain has to play the rest of the season. I would probably write the season off because I think the guy's no very good. I've got... I mean, we're not happy with Joe Hart, but Scott Bain is 5'7" and he frightens the life out of me and go,
what's wrong with getting injured during a game? Is it got him?
Melly, I don't know.
He was doing Pilates the other day, he could get injured.
I saw that,
there.
He was hanging upside down inside his flat.
Scott Bain's just... I want to say right good teammate.
So did I wanted to say right good teammate.
Because...
But... No! Right good teammate for Scott Bain. He hasn't played.
Goalkeeper's different
this
because,
is absurd.
He's because played
you're,
two matches.
You're not
oh, is he?
You're not going to play, and when you do play, you're going to come straight back out. So I think with goalkeeper, you for a decent backup goalkeeper, you need to be that right good teammate, somebody that's trying to
Don't
push.
Let me remind you
on.
What this tier means again. You're using the literal Gordon Strachan meaning of somebody average who hangs about. This is meant to be the guys who have been good this season.
But he's not played, so
correct. Terminado. He's stopping. Bring somebody younger through. This, we're identifying a problem here. We moan as Celtic. We don't produce any youth players, but we're sitting here going, no, keep Stephen Welsh, keep Tony Ralston,
yeah,
keep Scott
Are you
Bain,
saying we've got the Celtic brain worms? Are you saying this is the conversations that I have?
Utter mediocrity around for absolutely no reason because they're there. Oh, why would you get rid of these guys? That's exactly what Celtic think as well.
The thing is, there is almost no opportunity for backup goalkeepers. But across world football, there's no two goalkeepers vying it out for position. Two right backs, yeah. Two left backs can vie out for position. I don't think Joe Hart's been so bad that he was ever on the verge of getting dropped where people are saying, right, we need to play Scott Bain. But I get what you're saying, and as the independent adjudicator, I'm a bit stuck because he can't be a right good teammate because that's bastardising what we claim. This holy sanctity of the this was handed down to us
on scrolls
by our forefathers, the way this tier list should work, and we can't bastardise it for Scott Bain.
Sacred stone tablets of the tiers in this.
He's a backup goalkeeper. If you're going to say terminado, say it, but it doesn't even really matter.
But Stephen, let me put it to you that what you're accusing Melly of, the right good teammate, right? You are also taking the bitterly disappointing, literally. You're taking that literally because otherwise Scott Bain would just be third in the class. So you don't have to take that literally. If we're not, for Scott Bain.
I said terminado.
Yeah, but that's...
I want rid of him.
Why?
Because he's terrible. He's been here for about 6 years. He's been famously awful ever since. I know he doesn't play, but there's a reason for that.
Do you know what?
Joe Hart's been rubbish this season as well.
Do you know what? Get rid of him. Right, okay, Joe Hart, he's next.
Is he?
Yeah, that's what ChatGPT threw up.
I'm only joking. Joe Hart's right good teammate for me. Joe Hart has been not without his problems. He is starting to creak. He's starting to get worse. He is starting to decline. But he's still popped up in big moments this season. I think he's had big saves. Even against Feyenoord.
Any howlers in there? Any howlers?
Feyenoord away.
Yeah, Feyenoord away. Really poor for that free kick. But Feyenoord at home, he was popping up with big saves. And that's, again, it didn't really matter much in the grand scheme of things, but it's a big important result for the health of the club really going forward. He has had big saves here and there. Don't like his punching, don't like his passing, don't like much of that. But I think he is, as a guy who plays all the time, I don't think he's been disappointing. I think he's been fairly good. I think
don't like his punching.
No, but that's it. But he has popped up with big saves. I mean, it's the kind of thing we've said about Liam Scales as well. He's not really great on the ball, but as far as defence goes, as far as defending goes, he's been excellent. Joe Hart hasn't been quite excellent, but he has done a job. So I don't think he's been bitterly disappointing, depending on his age and all that. I know that...
But,
Am I disappointed with Scott? Am I disappointed with Joe Hart? Am I disappointed that we've got Joe Hart in goal still and we've not improved on that position? Yes.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Am I disappointed in Joe Hart's performances this season? No, they've been very middle of the road. They've been down from last season, but I'm judging them in this season. So am I disappointed with Joe Hart's performances this season. He's been a couple of good saves, but he's looked quite shaky. He's flapped for a lot of things. He started to creak. I think even if Joe Hart had another year left in his contract, I think even Joe Hart himself would probably call it a day at the end of the season. And I think Joe Hart would go, do you know what? That season, I was a right good teammate. I think that's what he would say. Stuck melee.
That's a difficult one because I could even Terminado, because he's leaving. You could say that as well, couldn't you? So. Because it would be a way that we say this, but we know what Celtic are like, so I wouldn't be surprised. He has a right good teammate. Give him another year and then there'll be a keeper behind him.
But a lot of his Terminado, he's leaving because a lot of his age. If Joe Hart was a 24-year-old goalkeeper or a 25-year-old goalkeeper that we just signed, I don't think there'd be any discussion that we'd need to change him at the end of the season. I think people would be quite happy with him.
It depends on how much we paid for him, because if a keeper like that was putting in the performances where at this moment in time, every corner that we get against us, I'm fearful because Joe Hart's stuck to his line or can't even get past a defender to clear it for us, but he does make some saves. So I'm torn on this one as well. He's Terminado because he's going. I think he's one big game mistake away from being Terminado, and I think that will happen this season.
It's quite a unique case though, isn't it? Because
no, goalkeepers aren't unique, mate.
But in terms of this, you could make the case that based on his performances this season, he has been a right good teammate. But also based on his performances this season, I don't want him to be here next season either.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, so you could swing wildly between right good teammate and Terminado. You can literally make those cases because of his unique set of circumstances.
Should we spot the difference and put him in camp three?
A bit of a disappointing.
Yeah.
I suppose so. Why not?
Third tier. Next up, Alistair Johnson.
Ooh, I think he creeps into right good teammate just for the last month or so. I think he's got a lot better. I think the start of the season, we were starting to worry about him, the injury towards the end of last season, start of this season. But I think he's started to look more solid. And I think towards the end of the Champions League, he's looked good. So yeah. I think right good teammate for AJ.
I think it's difficult to disagree, but I think he's, as the season's gone on, he's sort of grown back into his game a wee bit.
Yeah, I worried about him a wee bit this season. I worried that we'd be sitting here saying, bitterly disappointing all those weeks ago. But he looked, I think in the Champions League, he looked exposed. I think he looked a little bit caught unawares. I think he has adjusted extremely well to life at Celtic and adjusted perfectly to Scottish football. But I thought taking that step up to the Champions League really caught him out and left him looking a wee bit exposed in there. But in fairness to him, he seems to have adjusted to that and has stepped up really towards the end of the group stage. I think he's been good. I would certainly make the case for a right good teammate in that spirit. I think he has been a good performer this season, and I think that's what we meant by that.
I think you need to give MD a bit of leeway when they have either Yang, Mikey Johnson or James Forrest ahead of them, don't you?
Correct, yes.
Right good teammate, there we go.
Yes.
Yogo.
Oh, this is a tough one because, again, with Kyogo, I don't think the reason he's not scoring is all on him. He's not missing a barrel full of chances, is he? He's still making his runs, but maybe he's giving up on the runs a wee bit. Maybe that's what Brendan Rodgers is getting a bit frustrated about. Lost his place recently. Still scores a goal, still wins Celtic games. He's right good teammate, and he's only down there again because of his own standards. I fully expect when Celtic get a couple of players back and maybe a couple of players in, we will find a way to get him fit and firing again. Well, firing again because he is fit. Yeah. So
17 appearances, 6 goals at the time of record, Stephen.
Is it more than that in all competitions? I think he's got about 9 goals this season so far at the time of recording. But he's still scoring. But again,
he's blunted, isn't he?
Yeah.
1-2, and well, that's not as good.
We have made the point here that I don't think it's a Kyogo problem. I really, if I sense that he was sort of switching off a little bit, then I would probably be able to identify that. It would be dead obvious, but you can see him when you go to the games, you can see him still making those runs. So I can't disagree with anything you've said, Miller. I think Kyogo, he hasn't been astonishingly brilliant not to the levels of previous seasons, but this season he has been good. I think he's been good and has still scored goals. Two Champions League goals as well. And that's not nothing for a Celtic striker. That's not something that...
And at Ibrox.
Yeah, of course. So most certainly good, but unfortunately doesn't quite break through into astonishingly brilliant, just based on his own standards he's previously set.
Right, good team. I think that's bang on. I think it's fair enough. I think he'd agree. I think he, when he watches us, he will agree. Thiago Odin Holm. Honestly, another summer signing who just hasn't broken through in any meaningful way.
Yeah, well, for that reason, it's an easy bitterly disappointing. Yeah. I know that's harsh to say about a quite young player, but again, we're looking at this as, have you come into this club and forced anyone to really consider you as part of the team, to really make, adjust things to make sure, right, this guy's so good, we need to make sure he's in the team more often, and it hasn't happened. And I don't know what the plan for that would have been, whether he'd been playing more by now or whether Brendan Rodgers thinks, no, this is perfectly normal, we're hardly ever playing him, we're developing him behind the scenes. Truth is, we don't really see any of that. Has come in, he's looked good. He's looked a good, decent enough player, technically gifted player, made a bit of a mess of his Champions League. And from memory, I know he was suspended after he was sent off against Feyenoord, but I don't think he's featured again. So I think it was maybe just sort of, right, you've had your go at that. We'll maybe try again next season. But it's an easy, bitterly disappointing for me. In terms of a summer signing, there's a lot of them in here. Nah.
I think it's a strange thing because I think a lot of these players in the team could benefit with guys leaving, because I don't know if that logic stacks up, but take a Wata and Holm, they could probably do a lot better if they were third or fourth and fifth choice central. If you got rid of David Turnbull, if you get rid of Bernardo, and your backup midfielders were Thiago and Iwata, then you're probably thinking that's a pretty solid get up.
Is that not just the same as Jota's away, so my Abada bumps up? Because they've all been fit while these guys have been playing.
The other guys aren't any, but Turnbull and Bernardo aren't necessarily that much better.
Yeah, but
these guys.
So is that not even worse because these guys can't overtake them in the team?
Potentially.
So with Thiago, Odin Thiago Holm, probably best you didn't pick that name, mate. I think it's, look, we're in December now. There has been a lot of Celtic games and I can remember a couple of touches here and there. Yeah. And when he has started, he's been hooked at half-time on a couple of occasions.
That's true. Yeah.
I wouldn't have even mentioned the Champions League thing. Out with the Champions League thing, it's bitterly disappointing. I still don't know where he's going to fit in at Celtic. He might go on to that, but another guy,
a young player, is he not someone who's 20?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but him, Lager, Bielka, all these guys we are bringing in, Yang, all played first team football, then come to Celtic and they're getting too many games. No.
Yeah.
That's not that you want to play football, you want to be a first team player. So aye, bitterly disappointing, but again, I still think there could be a player in there, but we need to see something soon.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I don't want to influence you in any way, right? So obviously I'm not here to make you make your minds up. I'm just here to give you the names and then we talk it out. So next on the list is Mikey Terminado Johnson. We've been watching a lot of Derren Brown recently. Subtle sort of.
Right, okay. Gee, let me think. Oh, again, it's with sadness I have to agree with that. What you didn't say there.
Is there any sadness?
I don't want to be the whipping boy for Mikey Johnson, but part of me is like, it's weird how, as a fan, you just have different perceptions of players based on who knows what. So I look at Mikey Johnson and I get pissed off at him, because there I see a player who has had every opportunity at Celtic, who is only 24, although it's not young. We can debate that sort of senseless point, but he's had every opportunity to do well at Celtic. He saw plenty of players come and go. He's still at the club. He was given a contract. He was sent on loan to get game time. He comes back and he's still kind of getting the Celtic team. And I'm like, you're quickly becoming one of these bit of a waste. Do you know what I mean? It's wasted opportunity with Mikey Johnson. But people, other Celtic players in my lifetime have been hammered with that. Aidan McGeady still gets hammered with that. And he had a much better career than Mikey Johnson ever had.
Yeah.
There's loads of guys that get wasted, that hammered with this wasted potential. But Mikey Johnson's like seemingly immune from it because people think he's young at all times.
Yeah, it's a very easy terminado for me, based on the fact that it doesn't influence anything, it doesn't really contribute anything. The one tinge of sadness I have about it is that I really like the idea of Mikey Johnson. We all like that, you know, a Celtic born and bred, developed, you know, from a very young age winger. That's what it's supposed to be all about.
Yeah, but one of our trademarks of the club.
But there's no case to be made for Mikey Johnson needing more chances. The idea that he hasn't had a chance in 6 or 7 years around the first team setup. We've done everything now. Put him out on loan. He needs to go out on loan to get game time. We've done that.
Yeah.
Extended his contract, brought him back in, several managers. We've done it all and it's no what. Nothing. He's not going to get better. So it's an easy terminado for the fact that I don't think he's ever going to contribute in any meaningful way for Celtic. But it is with regret that it's finally come to this. Now, I sit here in December 2023 talking about Mikey Johnson, which is ridiculous because he should have been gone ages ago.
He made his debut in May 2017.
Right, yeah.
That's when he made his Celtic debut. So what? How long ago is that?
Well, almost 7 years. 7 years? 6.5 years. I know it's amazing.
I knew how long it was, by the way. Right, I was doing that for effect.
Yeah, so you'll still get people saying, no, I would keep him, he needs a run of games, I'm sure.
We're talking about a guy who's been, he made his debut almost 7 years ago.
I don't think that even exists anymore.
Probably not. The reason, I remember specifically people saying that before he went on loan, because I was saying at the time, no, look, just get rid of him, just cut losses, this is ridiculous. Now, it's been too long, and people say, no, we can't let him go, he needs a run of games, and I thought, right, okay, well, as I said previously, we've done that now. He's had the run of games, he's had the loan away, this magic bullet that everyone thinks, put him out on loan, he'll come back, this amazing player. He's gone out on loan and come back exactly the same as he was.
He has had 7 years at this club to become a first team player and he's not managed it. And I know he's been injured and I know blah, 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 but there are players who we have signed and let go in a year. There are players who we signed last year. We just had Kobayashi signed last January and we're all in agreement that he should probably go this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas Mikey Johnson gets seven. Seven?
I know.
It's insane.
Almost 100 appearances by this point, surely.
Aye. Yeah. So, and based on this season alone, that is another position, that right wing position, that has been there for anyone who wants it. Because Abad has been injured, Jota left, Maeda got injured, Yang, we'll get him in a minute, and Mikey Johnson couldn't even make it that. He's owned up until about a fortnight before we sat down to record this. If we recorded this, he's another one. If we recorded this 2 weeks ago, we'd probably not be talking about Mikey Johnson in any capacity other than get out.
No, yeah. It's again, shows shows where we are and why this we're doing this now that Mikey Johnson's in there and we're still talking about this squad like this, like keeping guys like that around. He needs to go for himself as well. Yeah. He just needs to go and play football. It's not going to happen for him at Celtic. He's had chances this season, and even then, every time he plays, the manager's coming out and telling a 24-year-old what more he needs to do.
Yeah.
And it's no on anymore. So I Terminado, wish it had worked, it hasn't. Just go and play football somewhere else, man.
Marco Tellio, another one who is made his debut a long time ago. I think 2019 he made his professional debut. So yeah. He's been playing football now for quite a while. He's 22, came over in the summer, has failed to make any impact at all at Celtic.
Couple of subs that we're looking at.
Two sub appearances by the time we get round to this. I mean, no Terminado, because that is not a realistic prospect. Yeah. But again, another player in a position where we've needed help, who has just been completely unable to make it his own.
Far too early for Terminado, but I think in terms of the profile of the player, he's not that young, 22. I do appreciate that, much like Tom Rogic, he has come from the other side of the world, and you have to give those allowances to adjust to a completely new way of life at a relatively young age. But even still, for Brendan Rodgers to be coming out and heavily implying that he's not at the standard, not the standard in terms of his technical ability, but in terms of his intensity, in terms of his work rate, in terms of all that stuff. Similar to the Mikey Johnson thing, I suppose. It's easily bitterly disappointing, because this is a guy who we haven't plucked at 15 out of some sort of relative obscurity. He's played it, albeit I don't know how good a level the top level in Australia is, but it is top flight football somewhere. A wee bit of international recognition.
There was chat about this in the Discord, and a point was put, Jason Cummings was the top scorer.
Right, okay, yeah. But yeah, well, that's a pretty good indication, isn't it? So, but what I mean is that while it might not be like, right, just plug him in, or take him out of that and plug him straight into Celtic, because that's exactly the same level, he is a reasonably well-established footballer at this point, 22 years old or so.
Played international, full international.
Yeah, he made it to a World Cup squad, didn't he, but didn't play. So for all those reasons, he should have been a lot better by now. I mean, if not, that's another thing.
What are you saying is there's, as far as Tellio's concerned, there's not an awful lot there to develop. You have arrived as a footballer and you're not playing football.
Yeah, and the problem is, as we've established, there's numerous problems at right wing, and he, not only has he not taken his chance to establish himself, he has become part of that problem rather than a solution to it. So that at any point, it's like the midfield thing you've been talking about tonight, no one's grabbed it. Haddadi's been injured all season, Abada's been injured all season as well. None of these right wingers have looked in any way impressive. There's five of them or so. So there's Mikey Johnson, James Forrest,
Abada,
Yang. Well, Abada's been injured, Yang, Tellio, all these guys could have played, apart from Abada, all these guys could have grabbed that chance, and none of them have, and Tellio is included.
What a mess this squad is.
Can I offer you a Terminado? I mean,
I would have had it. He only signed this summer.
Yeah, so
this time next year, I'll probably give you a Terminado.
I think he'll get the season, but we've got to December. He's came on in two sub appearances very late on when we've really had nothing else. Brendan Rodgers came out and said he only got on due to injuries. I mean, Brendan Rodgers has come out and said not a lot about the guy.
Cheeky that though, because they did throw him on in the 94th minute trying to rescue a game. It's not as if he'd give him a run at.
Yeah, Yang pulled up injured, so I think that was the only reason he got on. But I think when you're looking at him, right, Brendan Rodgers has come out and said he was way off it. He was injured, then he was way off it. Then he only got into the squad due to an injury. He comes back out. He's not in the Champions League squad.
I suppose the question is,
we're loving the idea. I think a winger, left footed, love to see him come in, maybe quite like Patrick Roberts, maybe it'd be good, but he's played, 15 minutes more than Kwon?
Yeah, I think I think that the issue is, what is it we're trying to develop here? Is it a mindset? Is it an attitude? Is it physicality? I mean, he's very slight. He came on and I'm like, this is my major beef with Celtic at the moment. We're starting to look like a very unusual team, even compared to, for talking sake, Rangers, where we're signing players of a physical profile that I don't really see playing in any other top club. And Tellio's exactly that. You know, he's, and if what we're dealing with Tellio is a player who's really good in the ball, lacks athleticism, perhaps isn't he the best trainer? I don't mean that as a slight. I mean, he's not got the mentality, the focus and the mindset that Callum McGregor has, that Matt O'Reilly has, that the top guys at the club do. He doesn't have that, but he's good with a ball at his feet. Then to me, that sounds like a player that belongs in the A-League, not in a Brendan Rodgers Celtic team.
Yeah, and I think...
Jason Cummins?
Yeah.
I love the idea of him. I think we got excited. We had him scouted and that. But then watching him in the game for the brief time he was on, Brendan Rodgers had to whistle over to him and tell him to press a guy. We've seen this before with Borica. Like, it's not going to work
Marian
out.
Shved.
Yeah, Shved, there's been loads that if you're not going to at least put the work in, that's the bottom line. That's the one thing you need to do, and then you need to be good enough. If he's not going to put the work in, then I don't see it working out. I love the idea of him, but I can honestly, if you push or shove, you could give it either way. But absolutely disappointed with the guy, but also if you said Terminado, I can't really disagree.
Well, do you know what? Melly's charmed me, Terminado, for me as well.
I wouldn't entertain Terminado just yet because I just hold on to that slim hope that he might play at some point. I think
he might grow half a foot and put on 3 stone.
It's early for that. But I think it was telling about a lot of these players that we're having the debates over and we're humming and hawing about whether they're this category or that category. There are a lot of them where you wouldn't miss them. See, if they were to just go, if Brendan Rodgers was to say Terminado with a lot of them, Mikey Johnson's one, that Tilio's another quan. There's so many of them, but you just wouldn't miss them altogether. You make the odd case for, but it might be okay. It might be okay eventually, but would you care if they all just left tomorrow?
Well, this is a more telling thing, and we might rectify it with this next player's name, but of all the signings in the summer we've got right now, not one of them is top of the class, and I'm not sure until I review it how many of them are second in the second. Right. But next up we've got Lewis Palma, who I think Lewis Palma's an oddity for me. He's a bit of an oddity for me. He's good without being exciting. He's not a very exciting footballer to watch. For me personally, he's an unusual winger. He's quite slow, but there's no denying he's contributing. He's chipping in with goals or some good play.
A goal every other game or so far. Yeah. Big goals. A few of them penalties, but he scored in the Champions League. So I think that his contribution has been significant so far. Mm-hmm. I know that there are slight misgivings about whether he's going to be good enough going forward. He's not the most dynamic when it comes to pressing. He's not the most energetic going getting involved in defensive work.
Dynamic's generous as well.
Yeah. So he does have things to work on. Whether that's ever going to improve, I don't know. Because again, we're not dealing with a young player here, but we're talking about a guy who could be coached into a better player. I don't think he's going to develop into one, but he could be honed into a good player. But his contribution so far this season, very good. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of his goals, to have come in, hit the ground running straight away and have almost scored in every home Champions League game in a group stage. It's pretty good. If it wasn't for Maeda's laces, he would have scored in every home game. So I think he's been very good. Bordering on, is astonishingly brilliant, hysterical.
Yeah, I think
so. Is it
so.
Slightly?
Yeah.
I thought it was. I was getting carried away, but I do appreciate his contribution so far this season. But if I'm floating off into the unrealistic with astonishingly brilliant, he's an easy, good teammate.
I think he slotted right in there for me. Melly, happy at that?
I don't think you can put him in the top tier, but he didn't come in straight away. There was games he was on the bench. Why is this guy not playing? He came in late in the window. Brendan Rodgers has said there's more to come from him. He's also shouted at him a lot for his pressing and his tracking back. So there is a player in there, but I kind of feel like he's Scott Sinclair, but Scott Sinclair in season two, where he started the season, didn't have the same impact as his first season, and then towards the end of the season wasn't playing.
Say season more probably.
Cal McGregor was playing there at the end of the season. So I think with Lewis Palma, his goals and assists have been, you can't deny that, but I still think he's all-round player. There's so much more he could be doing, and it's not as if I'm wanting to take on players more. I'm just wanting to work harder and have more influence
in
the game.
That's big.
I think he's, like I said, he was Instagram-y recently and I stand by that. I think he's there for the big moments, but the rest of it, if he scores a goal, I think that's him. I'll be all right today. That's not enough. And especially for him as well, he'd probably want to go beyond Celtic. So for him to get there, he needs to raise his game. So
Real Madrid was the chat, wasn't it? Yeah. He wanted to play for Real Madrid one day.
I think as much as I admire a bit of confidence, was it Kwon?
He was off to the Bundesliga on.
He was off to the Bundesliga.
After
Yang
being our best
drives
player.
To training, listen to the Champions League anthem every like, look, play ball first and then let's talk.
They're all a bit high performance podcast, aren't they? Really?
I don't believe it.
I don't know where we're getting these guys from. listen, a bit of an enigma. Nearly, or in fact, he might have at the time recorded surpassed Kyogo numbers in terms of minutes per goal. But again, he's just one of these players for me, just doesn't look like completely the finished article. Now, that's not to say he won't get there. He's an impressive player. His work rate, talking about Palmer's work rate, I don't think you can criticise O's work rate. He works really hard, strong, looks after himself, looks after his body, Brendan Rodgers says, the way he trains, the way he eats. Everything's perfect. This guy is a specimen. And I think he's got all the attributes to go on and be a good Celtic player.
So, Joe, it just popped into my head there. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Overeem.
Definitely that. Overeem, very fantastic body. But the bit in Casino Royale when Le Chiffre says that to Bond, wow, you really looked after your body.
I was battering him in the stones.
I pictured that, unfortunately. Yeah.
So, from that to O, Melly.
I think if Kyogo was firing all cylinders, it would be maybe a right good teammate because he's back up last season. You thought, do you know what? Come in instead of Giakoumakis. There's no denying Kyogo, but this season there has been a bit of denying Kyogo. Always got opportunities to play, scored in some games, and then you think, right, is this it? And then it doesn't quite come. I'm torn between right good teammate and bitterly disappointing because I don't know if he's been bitterly disappointing because I don't think he's ever going to be that player that comes in. But when he does come in, he scores, but then also he misses chances when Celtic need goals. Right good teammate, but just like clinging on by his fingernails in there.
I think that's a good case. I think you've made sense there. I think the comparison to Giakoumakis is unavoidable and it's an easy comparison to make because that's basically the guy he replaced. That's not his own fault. But I think maybe sometimes we're guilty of maybe over-romanticising Giakoumakis' performances.
Wanted to leave me?
Yeah, that's definitely true. But he scored more goals than all, but he also missed a lot of chances as well. So I think there's, because we now pile all that pressure onto O, some people forget that Giakoumakis was flawed at the very least as well. So for that reason, O's good to have around. I think I like O. He scores goals. He's never going to be better than Kyogo. But when he comes in, I don't think he looks completely out of place. Of course, he misses chances, but I don't think we're going to get a guy who doesn't.
It's a bit symptomatic of where the Celtic are playing. It's not as if he's missing chance after chance because we're not really creating them. No. Both strikers are looking a bit isolated a lot this season.
Yeah, so I agree with Mel. I think he's a right good teammate.
Easy. Right good teammate for me as well. Maeda.
Maeda, funnily enough, I was just thinking about him recently and he's only scored two at the time of recording. He's only scored two goals this season. And for a wide forward at Celtic, that's not great, is it? But you do apply the context that Maeda, it's not really his thing.
No.
He's also a very, very important player.
And he's one who did specifically talk about the adjustment.
Right,
He was in earlier this season. He was talking about the adjustment in his game that he's having to make between...
Yeah. Jamie mentions a specific skill set a lot when he's talking about players. Maeda is the complete embodiment of that. And when he's not there, you really see what you miss out on because it's not just the work ethic and the sheer pressing that he puts in, it raises everybody else because if you're not behind him or you're not near him, it's so glaring because of the work he puts in. He was fit, he'd be playing every week right
now. It's so important to the way Celtic want to play, not just the way Ange wants to play, but even, like, see when we're playing against these tight defences, they just want to play the ball long. So, see if he was playing against Kelly, half these players wouldn't even have a chance to get their pass off, get it played long because he's on top of them right away and they just have to get rid of it quick. So, He's a crucial player for Celtic.
Yeah.
It's just he's injured.
And in previous games and occasions and seasons, he's one of the first names in the team sheet against Rangers as well for the fact that he completely nullifies one of their biggest threats going forward. So Maeda is a very important player. So he's an easy, right good teammate for me. I don't think he can go to astonishingly brilliant because I do have that wee asterisk next to his name where I want to be scoring more goals. I want to have that wee bit more quality in front of goal. maybe not waste quite so many crosses. But those are quibbles I have rather than major concerns. So I think overall, easy, right, good teammate.
Next up, Yang. Get him out of my club. Get him out of my club.
Oh, you've changed your change.
Oh, you're right. I've changed the guy.
Several times, but through no fault of your own. No.
The guy is absolutely honking. He is... he goes from World Cup winner to competition winner, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the emotional roller coaster that Yang's got me on. He's never going to make it. He's never, ever, 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 ever going to be any sort of footballer for Celtic. Terminado, just get rid of him. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a straight terminado because he's come in, he's looked quite good at times, quite exciting, but projecting forward, based on his performances this season, he is a terminado because I don't see him ever getting any better. I don't ever see him establishing himself as a Celtic player, and that's formed quite a lot of my arguments tonight when we're talking about...
Shouldn't he even be signing guys like that?
Nah, I know. Again, just inexplicable view of what constitutes a young player at Celtic and in Scotland. We should be getting guys significantly younger than that if the plan is to get to let them get better. Plucking a guy who's 22 or so out of...
He's not younger than that, is he?
No, is it? Is he 20, 21?
He's
21. 21, right, okay. So plucking a guy like that out of...
relegation fodder.
Yeah, so relegation fodder in Korea is not the way that we should do this plan, if such a thing exists. So nah, he's terminado. He's never going to be good enough. He will have the odd flash here and there. He will have the odd moment, like many Celtic players will, but we've had plenty of players in the past, dozens, hundreds of players probably, who have scored the odd goal here and there for Celtic who haven't been good enough. So Yang's another one of them.
Can I shock you? No, I can't. Terminado. Glad from the start, I was like, I'm really not sure. Like you, Stephen, with Bowling Goalie, just as when I first seen him, like, I can't see how this becomes a footballer for Celtic. And look, 21 is quite young, but he's been playing football before he got to Celtic. That he's a guy like, all right, he's young, but we've seen him playing Scotland. We've seen him now playing the Champions League. And in the Champions League, he was wee-guyed. It was... It was brutal watching, man, and it got to the point where I couldn't even be angry at him. I was just, I hope he gets through this game,
man. He's played in 14 matches for Celtic, which is an astonishing number of games, astonishing number of minutes for a guy who just doesn't have it. I was on the podcast at the start, when I first saw him, one of his first games, I was like, I actually quite like the look of this guy. Yeah. He might have something about him. But as the weeks have gone on, he's put in some serious horror shows.
The work rate or not?
I know, he just doesn't look as if he's got anything about him, and it's just Celtic. I've completely changed my position recently, and guys like him, guys like Tilio, guys like Kwon, the jury's out in most of the summer. We just shouldn't even be entertaining this sort of signing. We're not a poor club, we're no skint, we don't need to. What is the most you could ever hope to sell Yang for? Why is it worth the time and effort? And you hope they buy him for how much did we pay for him?
$2 million or
$2 million. You hope they turn him into £12 million? No chance. You can tell just by looking at the guy.
I hadn't even considered that because that we talk about bringing in the young players, but that's part A. Then part C or whatever is sell them for $25 million. And part B is who knows what happens in there to lead us to selling that guy for any kind of profit whatsoever.
He doesn't even look like a Kilmarnock player. He doesn't even look like a Hearts player. He's at no level whatsoever. And Terminado, another, well, actually, this is the final player on the list. Can you guess who we've missed out?
Nope.
There you go. That says all you need to know about David Turnbull. For me, Terminado. I don't care. Don't bore me with your stories about how many goals David Turnbull scored. David Turnbull comes on, he's too slow, he's too one-footed. Is another one who we need to talk about, work rate. He's good at getting himself a goal, but that's about it. He'll come in and he'll do the thing where he takes a shot or a free kick from outside the box and it ends up in the back of the net. Cool trick, David. Not for me.
No, I think with Turnbull, we are, three full years? Is this his fourth season?
Must be, yeah.
Has he improved?
Well, that's it. I can't really think that was the David Turnbull game. Yes, he has scored goals in games, but he doesn't dominate games. He's an attacking midfielder, but I'm looking for so much more. Yes, he might be one of the top goal scorers, but it's no enough. And again, like him, Scales, these guys that are coming, like, oh, maybe we need to give them a new contract. To protect what? Protect what? Is this another guy that we're going to give a new contract then sell for 5-6 million in 2 years? No, it's not quite happened for him. It doesn't mean he's a bad player, no. If anything, but just Celtic, where we are right now, we want better, but where we are right now, you're maybe thinking, oh, maybe we could keep him. No, because yeah. If we do, we'll name him in 2 years' time, along with all the other guys we're naming right now. Like, do we keep him? Do we let him go? Just cut your losses. He's not even like a homegrown player that you get that thing that he can help you in the Champions League. Terminado, even if in January, just get him out, because then hopefully it means we'll bring somebody else in.
I'm starting to try and think more about, when I'm looking at these Celtic players, what are they doing that we don't see? You know, like, everyone likes Liam Scales because he's a good tackler. However, if you took Liam Scales out and plugged in Navrotsky, who's a better passer of the ball, would Celtic function better? And the answer's probably yes.
Yeah.
Right? But Brendan Rodgers probably sees that more than me, and he's made his decision. To be honest, some of the decisions Brendan Rodgers has made about selection this season, the fact that Phillips has played so many games, is a bit of a mystery to us. So we can sort of, I feel we're in safe ground questioning Brendan Rodgers' selections. But it's the same with David Turnbull. Yes, he scores these goals, and I was being hilarious before, and I think everyone would agree he scores all these goals. But what else would we see if we had a better midfielder in there? And we've seen it from time to time with Callum McGregor push forward. The fact that David Turnbull is barely getting the shout now, even from Brendan, shows Brendan doesn't really value David's contribution that much. He said he wouldn't lose sleep if David Turnbull didn't sign a new contract, which tells you all you need to know. So I think it's time for, and another thing as well, he's not kicked on. If you look at David Turnbull's peers, if you look at the likes of the McGinns, even the McGregors, and I know McGregor's a lot older than David Turnbull, but
Ryan Christie,
if you look at his peers in the Scotland team, everyone's getting better and better, and they're sort of leaving David Turnbull behind a wee bit, and maybe a fresh start will do him. God, Ryan Christie set the header alight recently for Bournemouth down there. Everyone really likes him. So maybe a change of scenery is probably best for all parties.
In your position for Ryan Christie as well, he's playing as a sort of deep flying midfielder these days rather than attacking one. Yeah, David Turnbull, I mean, he has scored goals this season. I think he's got 7 or so, or the odd penalty in there. One thing he's definitely good at. But again, it becomes about this squad management thing. Do I want David Turnbull in my squad when he's 27, 28, 29? No, is the answer to that. So that I wouldn't entertain any idea of giving him a new contract. So it's Terminado for me. I appreciate that he has, his time at Celtic has been turbulent. He's another one, kind of like Stephen Welsh, only started to establish himself in one of the worst seasons, well, the worst season anyone can remember.
Young player of the year.
Yeah.
And you then has been that's yours. No one can take that away.
Yeah, that's right. No one goes home empty-handed in this game. But
nobody goes home empty-handed in the game of playing for Celtic. No.
So he, injuries as well. So his time has been very turbulent. I do appreciate that he has come up with big moments over the time. This season, he has been decent. He has scored goals. But going forward, based on his performances this season, it's definitely Terminado. Again, it's like we simply cannot continue to just keep all the players because they're okay to have around. Aye, but you know, you can sometimes call upon them.
Contract's up at the end of the season. You get some money for them in January.
Yeah, and it's a fear thing, I think, with Celtic as well. It's like, why would we take a chance and trying to refresh the squad when we've got all these guys just hanging about? You know, they're right good teammates in the traditional sense of the term. Just keep them all. So no, we need to start moving on from guys like David Turnbull, and it starts now. Terminado.
And on that, we shall wrap up the squad assessment. I think you'll agree when you look at this list here, the graphic that'll be put up, that two players have made the astonishingly brilliant.
Is that right, too?
One is Matt O'Reilly, the other is Liam Scales. That's I think that's fairly accurate. That's a reflection of how well the Celtic squad are performing at this halfway-ish mark. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for watching. Of course, thank you so much to everyone that supports us on Patreon. Patreon.com/20MinuteTims. Thank you.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves
without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.